Today's daf is Vachim daf Chof Dalit, and we will begin 10 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak discussed psulim, who it is that's possible to do the avodah. The Mishnah mentioned Kabbalah, but as we've spoken out many times, Kabbalah lav dafka, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, some other avodahs as well. What it's really coming, lafuke is shchita, which lav avodahi, and as a result is ksheira bizar and is ksheira by all psulim. Regardless, the Mishnah mentioned Yoishev as an example of apostles. So if the Kohen would do the avodah, he's wearing the shpagadim, he did richot yidayim v'raglayim, he did everything right. But at the time that he did the avodah, such as the Kabbalah, he was sitting. Says the Mishnah, the avodah is going to be possible. Minolon, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra. It's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, Ki voy v'achar Hashem alikecha mikol shvatecha, lamoik l'shores b'shem Hashem, hu uvan of kol hayomim. Ki voy v'achar Hashem alikecha mikol shvatecha, Hashem chose Shevet Levi, specifically the Kohanim from within Shevet Levi, Lamoy to stand, Lishores to serve, B'Shem Hashem, Hu Uvonov, Kalayomim. We learn from there, La'amida B'chartiv, V'loy L'yeshiva. So says Rav Nachman, Ki Voy Vachar, when are the Kohanim, the chosen group? That's when they're standing. If they're not standing, they're not chosen. In other words, if they're not standing, they don't have a din of Kohanim. If they don't have a din of Kohanim, they have a din of Azar. Azar that does the avoid. The avoid is going to be possible. So just like we spoke up by Mechusa Bigodim, Bizmancha Bigdeyam Aleim Kunasam Aleim, Ein Bigdeyam Aleim, Ein Kunasam Aleim, it's in that same vein. Bizmanchaim Oimdim. Kunasam aleim, but ain oimdim ain kunasam aleim. Tana Rabban in a brayso, lami l'shores mitzvah. It says ki voy v'achar Hashem alikecha mikol shvatecha lamoid l'shores b'shem Hashem. It says lamoid, which suggests that there's a mitzvah for a kohen to stand while he's doing the avodah. Shoymer ha'oimdim. When it says ha'oimdim, that's a second pasuk. V'shores b'shem Hashem alikav kichol echav halavim ha'oimdim sham lifnei Hashem. Shina olav akosav la'akiv. The second time that it mentions that a kohen has to stand, we learn la'akiv based on the rule in Seder Kachim that anytime it says something twice, it means le'ikuva. So says the Braisa, you know that if a kohen does the avodah while he's sitting, the avodah is going to be possible because it says the kohen has to stand, and then it says again the kohen has to stand. If it says it twice, she know la'akiv. That's how I know it has to happen twice. Now, at first glance, the brayso would seem to be not the way Rav Nachman explained it. Rav Nachman said that why, if a kohen sits, is the avodah going to be possible? Because it says ki voy vachar lavoid. The one is a kohen have a din of a kohen if he's standing. If he's sitting, he has a din of a zar. It's not a drasha. It's not a limud. It's not because the Torah says the kohen has to stand that I know that if the kohen sits, that the avodah is going to be possible. It's more of a svara. That the only time a kohen is considered a kohen is while he's standing. If he's sitting, he's not considered a kohen. From the Braisa, it's not mashma that way. From the Braisa, it's a little bit more mashma that it's a drasha. The Braisa says, it says, lamoid. Okay, that means he has to stand. And it says again, ha'oimdin, shin olav akosav la'akiv. So at first glance, Rav Nachman, the Amoira, although he's not arguing in halacha with the Braisa, but he seems to be arguing with the Braisa in terms of what the makar is. Is it more of a svara, bizmancheim oimdim kunasam aleim, im oimdim ein kunasam aleim, or is it more of a limud? It just says that the kohen has to stand. It says it zum zweiten mal. As a result, I know she and all of akosav la'akiv. We'll see more about that in a minute. Amalei Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava told Rav Nachman, mech yoishev kizar dami. A yoishev, you said, is like gazar. Umachil avoida, and it's for that reason a yoishev that does the avoida is going to be possible. Again, Rav Nachman said it's not a drasha as much as it's a svara that the only time a kohen is considered a kohen is while he's standing. Memelo, when he's sitting, he has a din of a zar that does the avoida is going to be possible. So Emo, why don't we take this logic a step further and say mazar b'misa? Af Yoishev b'misa. Why don't we say that just like a Zohar that does the Avoida is Chayiv Misa, so to a Yoishev that does the Avoida should be Chayiv Misa. Alam Atani, why do we learn in the Braisa? Aval Oral Oinin v'Yoishev. What we need is Yoishev in a b'misa. If they do the Avoida, they're not going to be Chayiv Misa El Azar. All it is an Azar. Meaning, if you Rav Nachman hold that a Yoishev is a Zohar, then just like a Zohar is Chayiv Misa, a Yoishev should be Chayiv Misa as well. So the Gemara said, Mishum Dehavi Mechusa Begadim V'Shloi Rochatz Yedayim V'Raglayim Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echod V'Chol Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echod Emelanda. Because there's two parashas in the Torah where the Torah says that a kohen that does the avoida in this state is going to be Chayiv Misa. One is a kohen that does the avoida without Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyah. The other one is a kohen that does the avoida Mechusa Begadim. The rule is Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echod. ke'echad ein melamnim. Ordinarily, there's an idea of mamatzinu. Mamatzinu is one of the yud gimel midas sha'atayr nidrashes. Sometimes you have to make it a mahatzad, but there's an idea of mamatzinu. But when the Torah says something twice, it's almost muchach that the Torah held that there is no mamatzinu. Because if there's a mamatzinu, why did the Torah have to tell it to me a second time? Let it say it once, and I would know the second from the first. Elamai, when the Torah says something twice, that's a raya that there's no mamatzinu. Thus, the rule, shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, emelam. So says the Gemara, you can't tell me that a yoshev is going to be chayv misa if he does the avodah, because how would I know that? I would know that from mechosa begadim or richot yadayim v'raglayim. The problem is, they are a shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, v'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, emelamdim. But the Gemara says, there is a mandama that holds shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad melamdim. According to him, why isn't the halacha that a yoshev that does the avoda not only is the avoda apostle, but he's going to be chayv misa? So the Gemara says shtuye yayin havig lishlishi, because really there's a third parish of the Torah where the Torah says that if somebody does the avoda in this state, he's going to be chayv misa. That's a kohen that does the avoda shtuye yayin under the influence. If that's the case, we have now a third pasuk, v'shloisha v'divrei hakoil ein melamdin. Even the mandama that holds shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad melamdin, that's only shnei ksuvim, but that's not going to be shloisha ksuvim. In other words, the Gemara said, Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman, you Rav Nachman said that a Yoshev that does the Avodah, the Avodah is possible. Why? Because it says, Kivoy Vachar Hashem Aleikecho, Mikol Shvatecho Lamed, Le'amida B'chartiv, V'loy Li'yeshiva. Meaning, when a Kohen is sitting doing the Avodah, he doesn't have a din of a Kohen. He actually has a din of a Zohar. So his question was, if that's the case, just like a Zohar that does certain Avodahs, which Avodahs? The other Dalet Avodahs. Zrika, Haktorah, Nisach HaYayin, Nisach HaMayim. He's Chayim Misa. Then so too, a Kohen that does the Avodah sitting should be Chayim Misa. Lama Tanya, why do we learn in a Braisa? That a Yoshev is Einam B'Misa, Ela Bazar. So Rav Nachman said, you know what the answer is? Because you have a Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, or even a Shloisha Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad. The Torah says, "Mechusse begodim shloi rochti daim raglayim shdiya yaim bechol shnoi shnei ksuvim shloi shksuvim avon keechad ein melamdim." Break Rashi. The tuva kasha li begavu. I have many kashas on this Gemara. We'll just speak out the most obvious kasha, and that is, what was Rava's kasha to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said a svara. Rav Nachman said that a yoshev is a zar. So Rav told Rav Nachman, if a yoshev is a zar, and a zar is chayiv misa if he does the dal rabbi the shechayiv and olei misa, so a yoshev should also be chayiv misa. What was Rav Nachman's answer? Shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, shloisha ksuvim abon ke'echad. That's all if you want to learn it from Zar b'mamatzino. That's if you want to learn it from the chusse begadim, or from shloi rochati daim v'raglaim, or from shtuye yayim b'mamatzino. So that you're going to tell me, like we spoke out, whenever there's a shnei ksuvim or a shloisha ksuvim, that knocks out the ability to darsh in the mamatzino. But Rav Nachman isn't coming mikoyach mamatzino. Rav Nachman's timing a yoyshev is a zar. So if a yoshev is a zar, Rava's kash is gevaldik. Forget mamatzino. You're right, mamatzino you don't have. Because shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, shloisha ksuvim abon ke'echad. But forget about mamatzino. Without a mamatzino, if a yoshev is a zar, zar that does the avodah is chayv misa. Yoshev should also be chayv misa. And there's precedence for it. We spoke about it last week. And that is a mechusse begadim. The Gemara says in Perikan Estrofim, Sanhedrin, Pegim Alamed Beis, is also chayv misa if he does one of the dalet avodahs that the zar is chayv misa. And the Gemara says, why? Very simple. Because bizman she bigdeyim aleim, kunasim aleim. Ein bigdeyim aleim, ein kunasim aleim. Vizar shavet chayv misa. So lechur, why do you say the same thing regarding Yoshev? It's Rashi, it's Kasha. So the halacha is that a kohen has to stand while he does the avodah. If he's sitting, it's going to be possible. Not only does he have to stand, but the Mishnah said, if he was standing on kelim, agabi behem, or he was standing on a behem, agabi ragli chaver, or he was standing on his friend's foot, and he did the avodah, possibly not long. The time of Rabbi Shmuel, the ritzba of the Azara had kedusha. The kli shares had kedusha. The kli shares had kedusha. Ma kli shares lo yehi davar chayis ben elabim kli shares. Just like the halacha is that the kli shares, the kohen had to hold directly. There couldn't be a chatzitza between his hand and the kli shares. Rashi says, because it says by the Kabbalah v'laka chakoyim shetehe lekicha be'atzmo yishol kohen af ritzpa lo yehei dover chaytzez ben elu mein ha-ritzpa. So too, when it comes to the ritzpa, he has to be standing directly on the ritzpa. If he's not standing directly on the ritzpa, it's going to be a chatzitza, it's going to be a problem. Tosfos incidentally learns, not like Rashi, that when the Gemara says ma kli shares lo yehei dover chaytzez ben elu mein kli shares, we're not referring to the kli shares as in the keli that the kohen did the kabbalah with, or the sakin that maybe the kohen had to use to do the shechita. Rather, we're talking about the big day kahuna, and that's something that you find many times in Masechet Zvachim that Big Day Kahuna were referred to as Klisharis. And by the Big Day Kahuna, we had the Brice on the bottom of Daf Yutesim and Aleph. There wasn't allowed to be a Chatzitza either. Al Koponim, whether the Limud is from the Klisharis or the Limud is from the Big Day Kahuna, there's an idea that the Ritzpah, which is also Kadosh, the Kayan had to be standing on directly. There couldn't be a Chatzitza. So if he's standing on a Keli, or he's standing on a Behemah, or even if he's standing on a Ragli Behemah, Ragli Chaveroi, those are all examples of chatzitzos, and as a result, the avodah is going to be possible. Says more of a tzrichan. The Mishnah had to give us three examples of chatzitzos. The Yashbin and Keli had it only said Keli Mishnah Dalami did the Basr. I would have thought that's a chatzitza because the Keli is not Basr. Avo Behema, the Min in the Basr, but Behema, which is a type of Basr. So it's the same Min as the Koyen. Emolai, maybe that's not a chatzitz. Yashbin and Behema had it said that a Behema is a chatzitza, the Loi Mina de Adamu. So though it's flesh and bones, but it's Mina de Behema. A person is a person, not a Behema. But if a kohen is standing on his friend's foot, the Adam who his friend is like him, that the same min, I would think, hey, Maloy, it's not considered a chatzitza. So that's what the Mishnah covers its bases and says that whether he was standing on a keli or on a behema or ragli chaveri, they're all example of chatzitzas. The halach is, it's going to be batanya. What if the kohen was standing, one foot was on the ritzpah to azara, and the other foot was on a keli? So if both feet are on a keli, that's the mission. The shaila was, what if one foot was on a keli and the other foot was on the ritzpah? Or ragli achas alo evin, ragli alo ritzpah. One foot on the ritzpah, the other foot was on a stone. Right. Kol shili not to likely to not to evin. What would be if you took away the keli, if you took away the stone? If you'd be able to stand on them, what foot? The avid avidosik sher. Then avid is going to be kosher. In lav. But if by removing the stone or removing the keli, the kohen's going to fall, avidosik psula, then avid is going to be possible. Rav Ami, another shayla. What would be if one of the stones on the ritzvah zazara fell out of place? It got detached from the floor, but it's in its place. And the kohen's standing on it. So the kohen's standing on the floor, but he's also standing on the evan. It's on the floor because the evan is part of the floor, but it's on the evan in the sense, exactly. But it's on the evan in the sense that it's detached. So do you look at it as if he's standing on an evan? Do you look at him standing on the ritzpah? So the Gemara is like, if they didn't have in mind to re-cement that stone and put it back in place, it's poshid, it would be like raglay achas alo evan, or both of his feet are on the evan, then for sure it's going to be possible. What's the shaila? The daita the chavra, where they had in mind to connect it, to attach it again. What's me? Do you say give me the daita the chavra? Come on, the chavra. Being that they have a mind to attach, as if it's already attached. I do my hashda miyot lisha. Right now it's not attached. Good. Ashaila. Reb Zuti boy la hachir. Reb Zuti had a different shaila. Boy Reb Ami. He said the Reb Ami's shaila was nekri ha evan va omad bim koima ma. What would be if the evan was removed and it was in its place? Maikami boyle. What was the shaila? Ki kadosh David ritzpe el yoyin kadosh. When David Amelech was mekadosh the ritzpas azara, was he only mekadosh the top of the azara? Oidulma adla aris the tahima. Kodesh. Right, what happened over here was he's not standing on the evan. What happened is the evan was removed and he's standing in the place where the evan had been previously. So in the first shaila, the evan was removed, but the kohen's standing on the evan. In this shaila, the evan was removed, he's not standing on the evan anymore. So he's on the ritzpah so azara, but there's a guma, there's a little ditch, because where the evan once was, the evan is no longer there, and as a result, it left a little hole behind it. So what's the shaila l'chura? The shaila is David HaMelech, who was the one that was mekadesh the ritzpah zahazara, was the only mekadesh the avonim, that upper level, but anything underneath the avonim is not kadesh. If it's not kadesh, it's that the kohen is not standing on admas kadesh. I do my adla aris the time of kadesh. Or maybe it was mekadesh all the way down to the bottom. So the Gemara says, v'tiboyule kol ha'azara kula. If that's the case, why is the shaila, if one evan was removed, why didn't Rav Ami clear the shaila if all the avonim of the ritzpah zahazara were removed? Does the ritzpah still have kedusha, or does it not have kedusha? Meaning, Rabbi Zuti said over in the name of Rav Ami, the Rav Ami klar shaila nekro ha evan va'omam im kamen. Evan was removed, the kohen standing in the place where the evan used to be. Is it a problem or is it not a problem? We're trying to understand what the shaila was. It says the Gemara, if Rav Ami's shaila was, if his suffix was whether David HaMelech was only mekadesh the upper level, or he was mekadesh ad de tohima, if that was his shaila, then he should have cleared the shaila. Not where one evan was removed, but rather where all the avonim were removed. So says the Gemara, so you have to say that La'olam Pshita Le Dad Aris Tatoit Mekadesh. Must be Pashit then, that really David HaMelech was Mekadesh all the way down to the Tahan. What then was the Shaila? Meaning he was Mekadesh up until the Tahan. So just because the Evan was removed, the Kohen that's standing on the Ritzpah in the Gumo, where the Evan used to be, he's still standing on a Makom Kodesh. So if he's still standing on a Makom Kodesh, what's the Shaila? Is it Derech Shiris to stand in a ditch? Or is it not Derech Shiris to stand in a ditch? So maybe this more general idea that when the Kohen does the Avoid, he has to do it. B'derech Avoid, maybe that's what the Mechayev would be. Derech Shiris Pekach, ain't Derech Shiris Pekach. And the Gemara says, take it. Either way, so we had an Amid Gemara that discusses the Halach of Yoshev. Kohen had to stand while he was doing the Avodah. Not only did he have to stand while he was doing the Avodah, but there couldn't be a Chatzitza. So he couldn't be standing Al Gabi Kalim, he couldn't be standing Al Gabi Behema, he couldn't even be standing Al Gabi Ragli Chaver. What if one foot was on the Ritzpah and one foot was on an Evan or on something else? That was one Ibai in the Gemara. What if he's standing on the floor, but the floor was removed, it's just in its place? It's another Shaila in the Gemara. What if they removed one of the stones and now he's standing in the ditch? That's another Shaila in the Gemara. There's some Pekus here, but the bottom line is that's the halacha. The halacha is that the Kohen had to stand. The Kohen was not allowed to sit. Now, the Emes is a lot to talk about, raid-wise, on this Gemara. And this is something that the Gemara already discussed at the very beginning of the Perek. In the beginning of the Perek, where the Gemara was trying to figure out how we know that a Zar, the first halacha, a Zar that does the Avodah is possible. The second halacha was an Oinen that does the Avodah is going to be possible. And the Gemara brought Mekairis and Kalvachairis and Sadashavis, Remesharshia in both sugyas. Both in the sugya that discussed the Makar that a Zar that does the Avodah, the Avodah is possible, and in the sugya that discusses an Oinen that does the Avodah is possible, said, now I know it, Kalvachairis mi Yoshev. Ma Yoshev sha'oichel. Im avad chilel, zor she'ena yoichel, ena din shem avad chilel. Ma yoishev, she'oichel im avad chilel, oinein, she'ena yoichel, ena din shem avad chilel. So there was a kalvachoymer from Yoish. Because although a yoishev is not allowed to do the avodah, that's the gemara that we just learned, but you were allowed to sit while you ate kachem. That's in contrast to a zar who's not allowed to eat kachem and an oinein. Can't even eat maisel, loichalti ba'oinim mimen. So a zar and an oinein who cannot eat kachem have to be l'chura more chamed than a yoshev. Because you're allowed to sit while you're eating kachem, you just can't do the avodah. That, Ramesharishya held, was the makar. In one Ibai Yisem in the Gemara, it's only with a mahatzad from Chada Mehanach, without going into the Cheshbonos from Daf Tezayin, Amenal. But there's a very important Tosis over there that we didn't speak out on time. Tosis on Daf Tezayin, it's a one-line Tosis. We usually speak out the one-line Tosis. Tosis says, Uma Yoshev Sha'oichel. Zok Tosis, Kigoin, Bemuram Mekachim, Ubechar. It's the sixth Tosis on the Amid. When could a Kayin eat Kachim while he's sitting? Muram Mekachim. Or a Bechar. Mur Mekachim, Kipshuta is referring to the chelik of the carbon shlomim that was Nachal, and a Bechar. So Tosfos says there's two examples of when you were allowed to sit while you were eating Kachim. It's very mashma from Tosfos that those are the only examples. L'chura, why? A Chattas was Nachal, an Asham was Nachal. There were many Karbonis that were Nachal. So if there were many Karbonis that were Nachal, why does Tosfos say, Ma Yoshev Sha'ichel is B'mur Mekachim u'Bechar? What happened to all the other Karbonis that were Nachal as well? So we'll just speak out the Ma'ar Mokum now, and Yetz Hashem, at the end of the week, we're going to come back to this. Says Tosfos, says the Shita Mekubetzes, on the side, the I B'shar Kachim, because all other kachim were nechal. Where? They were nechal in the Azara. And we know Ein Yeshiva Bazara. So being that the Chattas and the Asham, for example, only Nechal Bazar, wasn't Shaykh to eat it. So if it wasn't Shaykh to eat it, because Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Elu L'malchus Beis Dovel Tvobad, so Bal Karchach, it wasn't Shaykh to eat it sitting. So when is it ever Negeya to eat Kachem sitting? Only if you're eating Kachem, that's Nechal Chutz Lazar. That's Kachem Kal. So Rashi gave examples of Kachem Kal. But as it relates to Kachem Kadoshim, being that it had to be eaten in the Azara, there's a Bazundera issue. The issue of Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Elu L'malchus Beis Dovel Tvobad, so the Kohen Saivi couldn't eat it while he was standing, while he was sitting. Either way, Zok Digimara Vaitis. The last halacha of the Mishnah discussed whether a Kohen is allowed to do the Kabbalah mit the linka hand. Could he do it with his left hand? The Mishnah said, Kibel Bismail Pasul. Rab Shimon says it's okay. You could do it even with your left hand. Rab Shimon Machshir Tanu Rabbanon. The pasuk says regarding the carbon chatas. I'm reading from the side. V'lokach akoye midam chatas be'etzboy. V'nosan al karnos mizbach ha'ila. So you know that the Zrika of the Karben Chatas was done differently than all the other Zrikas. All the Zrikas, the Kohen would take the Mizrak, that's the keli where the dam was, and he would push it in the direction of the Mizbech, dam would come out of the Mizrak, it would land on the Mizbech. The Karben Chatas was done differently. The Kohen would take his finger, he would put it inside the dam, and using his finger, he would do the Zrika. By the Chatas Pnimi, the Torah says Tfila. By the Chatas Chitzayna, it doesn't say Tfila, but it all doesn't say Tfila Mefurish. It's sort of suggested. The Gemara in the first parak had a nafkamina, maybe if you could be Mefagel B'Shas Tfila. If you had a Machsheves Pigel B'Shas Tfila. And one of the Stadim in the Gemara said, it could be there's a chiluk between the Chatas Pnimi, where it says V'Toval, thus it's an Avodah Chshuva, versus the Chatas Chitzayna that was born in the Mizbech HaChitzim, where it doesn't say V'Toval. But Al Kaponim, that's the way the Zrika was done. This pasuk describes that. It says, "V'lokach ha'koyin midam achatas bedzboy." The koyin is going to take from the dam achatas with his finger. We're discussing a chatas that was born in mizbech achitzoin. The nosan al karnes mizbech oila. He's going to put it on the corners of the mizbech oila. The esdama yishbach yisoid mizbech ha'oila. Now, when the Torah says "V'lokach ha'koyin," although literally what it means is he takes his finger and puts it into the dam. V'lokach over there really means the avodas hakabbalah. Chazal, Darshan, V'lokach means Kabbalah. When it says V'nosan al karnois mizbach ha'oila, what it means is Davodah Sazrika. So essentially what the Torah is saying is V'nosan V'lokach ha'koyim midam achatos. The pasuk is mentioning the avodas hakabbalah. That's boy, and then it says v'nasan al karnes amizbeach. So zok debrais. So Tana Rabbanu be'etzba v'lokach. It says that the v'lokach has to be v'etzba. V'lokach hakoyim midam achatas be'etzboy. Melamed shloi te kabbalah el b'yamin. We learn from here that the kabbalah has to be done with the right hand. Be'etzba v'nasan. It says be'etzboy v'nasan. Melamed shloi te nesina el b'yamin. Again, it says the word be'etzba between the word v'lokach and the word v'nosan. So we darshin it both ways. V'lokach ha'koyim midam achatas be'etzboy, that the v'lokach, that's the Kabbalah, has to be be'etzba. And it says, be'etzboy, v'nosan al-karnes v'zbach ha'ilo. V'nosan means Rika, we learn from there that the Zrika has to be done be'etzba. Says the Braisa, that means that the Kabbalah and the Zrika both have to be done with the Yemin. And the basis for this is something that we're not going to see really until Amud Beis. But the Gemara says on Amud Beis that wherever it says in the Torah the word Etzpah, it always means be Yemin. Wherever it says Yad, it means Yemin. Wherever it says Etzpah, it means Yemin. How do you know? We learn from the Parsha of Metzairah. By the Metzairah, it says Yadei Hayamonis, Ozen Hayamonis. But the point is, we learn from the Parsha of Metzairah that wherever it says Etzpah or Yad, it always means Yemin. So if the word the Etzpah is going back on the Lokach and it's going forward on the Nasan, and etzpa always means yamin. So zoch the tana kam in the brisa melamish leite kabbalah lebi yamin melamish leite nesin elibin. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argues v'chi nemer yad bekabbalah. Reb Shimon said, does it say yad bekabbalah? Ela beetzboy. What it says is beetzboy. V'nos shleite nesin elibin yamin. Hayovale nemer yad bekabbalah kibel b'smal kosher. Reb Shimon says no. It does it say yad bekabbalah? What it says is beetzboy v'nosan. So we learn from here from beetzboy on the v'nosan that the Zrika has to be Biyamin, but Hayovale Nemri Yad Kabbalah, being that it doesn't say by Kabbalah, Kibbal B'Smol Kashan, that's the Makar to Reb Shimon Shita and Mishnah, that Kibbal B'Smol is going to be Kashan. But Reb Shimon's statement is very, very difficult to understand, and the Gemara jumps on it right away. Reb Shimon Mamonavshach, what does Reb Shimon hold? If Reb Shimon holds the Gzeri Shava from Mitzayra, which would tell me that every time it says Etzba, and every time it says Yad, it always means Yamin, Kila Nemri Yad Kabbalah may have it. Who cares that it doesn't say Yad? It says Etzba. And Etzba also means Yamin. Doesn't hold the Gzeir Shavim Mitzayro. Ki Nemri Yad the Kabbalah my Havi. So even if it would have said Yad by Kabbalah, Reb Shimon says it doesn't say Yad. Ki Ilu it says Etzba. That sounds like what Reb Shimon is saying. What is the chiluk between Yad and Etzba? Why would Yad mean Yamin? Because we learn it from Mitzayro. We learn Etzba from Mitzayro too. So Marav Shach, it doesn't say Yad. It says Etzba. Why should that be as far? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Loilam less Gzeir Shavim. Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Gzeir Shavim Mitzayro at all. V'achi Kamen. This is really what Reb Shimon meant to say. V'chi Nemri Yad Yaminus be Kabbalah. Yad would mean nothing. Etzba means nothing. The only way I would know Kabbalah needs to be with the right hand is if it said v'lokach ha'koyin b'dam achatos be'etzboi hayamonis or b'yodoi hayamonis. And being that it doesn't say that, that's how I know. That's what he meant to say. He doesn't mean it says etzba, not yad. Yad versus etzba. They're the same thing, because either you learn from it, so you don't learn from it. What he means to say is, it doesn't say mefurish. Yad yamin. I'm only rabba. Then how do you understand the second part of Reb Shimon? Ihochi afilu nesin anami. Reb Shimon says, kibbal b'smoil is kosher, but nosan b'smoil is pasul. Why is Nosan b'smoil pasul? It doesn't say. It just says be'etzboy v'nosan l'kindness b'smachoyla. It doesn't say be'yodei anyamon. It's va'oy. The lesser Reb Shimon gzeir shava. Can we even entertain the possibility Reb Shimon doesn't hold it gzeir shava? Time learned to the price Reb Shimon. I mean, come on, Reb Shimon yad in eliyamin. It's bein eliyamin. We know for sure Reb Shimon holds it gzeir shava. Elos the Gemara says, Amar Rava lo'ilam is gzeir shava. Really, Reb Shimon does hold it gzeir shava. V'hachi kamen. This is what Reb Shimon meant to say. So again, Reb Shimon holds it gzeir shava. Wherever it says yad, you learn from its soyer that it means the right hand. Wherever it says etzba, you learn from Mitzayra, that it means the right finger. So what did Reb Shimon mean when Reb Shimon said, Hoyo v'loy nemer b'yad, that's why Kabbalah b'smol is going to be kosher. He meant to say, v'chi nemer yad b'kabbalah, hoyo v'loy nemer yad b'kabbalah, ela etzba. The pasuk says, v'lokach ha'koy midam achatas, not b'yadoy, it says b'etzboy. Said Reb Shimon, v'yefshu l'kabbal b'etzba, it's impossible to kabbal with etzba. You can do Zrika with your etzba. That's how you do Zrika, with the etzba. But could you do Kabbalah? Kabbalah has to be done with a klishar is. How are you going to hold a klishar is with an etzba? So, hoy, you'll be actually kabbal be etzba, kibbal be small kosher. Says Reb Shimon, avada is gzeir shav. And based on gzeir shav, be etzba means yamin. And really, if it was possible to entertain that the pasuk is that says be etzba is referring to the Kabbalah, if be etzba is going back on the lokach, I would in fact be my chiyach from here that the loch is kibbal b'smoil is possible. But I know be etzba is not going on the lokach because the lokach means Kabbalah, and you calculate the Kabbalah with your etzba. Elamai, the etzba is going only on the nosan, which is the zrika, the hazah, being that it's only going on the zrika, so only the zrika has to be a min. But the Kabbalah doesn't have to be a min. But the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Sama Breda Rav Ashi Ravina, Efshad Avalei Oizen Lesfas Nizrog. Why are you telling me it's not possible to do Kabbalah with a finger? It is possible. You have a handle on the klisharis. Klisharis could have a handle. It has a handle. You could hold it with your finger. So if you're holding it with your finger, Mekabbalah. So Mechatesi Vetzboi is not going back on the lokach. So Rav Shimon holds it Xer Shavah. How do you know it's Xer Shavah? Number one, because Rav Shimon says Mefurish that the zrika has to be a min. Obviously, he holds it Xer Shavah. Number two, we know from another brisa. We know Reb Shimon Shita is Reb Shimon holds the gzeir shava from its seder. So why then kibbal b'smoil is possible? He said hayov alei nemer b'yamin. What does he mean? It says v'lokach hakoy midam achatas betzboy, and it says betzboy v'nasa, and it sounds like both the Kabbalah and the zrika. And don't tell me because you can't do Kabbalah with your finger. You could do Kabbalah with your finger. Elamir abaya the mikra nidrash lefanov ula achrov komiflegi. You know why Reb Shimon holds kibbal b'smoil possible kosher, and you know why the chachamim hold kibbal b'smoil is possible. They're arguing mikra nidrash lefanov ula achrov or mikra nidrash. Right? Only la'achrov. Look at the top Rashi inside. Reb Shimon, some Reb Shimon holds, mikra nidrash la'achrov aloy lefanov. If you have a word that's tucked away between two verbs, and it could be going back, and it could be going ahead. So the halach is, you move it back. La'achrov aloy lefanov. Hilkach, etzba is an v'nosan dechsiv basreikoi. V'loya v'lokach dechsiv lekameh. Rabbanon sabri, mikra nidrash lefanov la'achrov. So Rabbanon hold, mikra nidrash lefanov la'achrov. So it says, v'lokach hakoy midam achadus be'etzboi v'nosan. Be'etzboi is going lefanov, it's going back on the lokach, and it's la'achrov, it's going on the nosan. Reb Shimon holds, mikra nidrash la'achrov. So it's going on Benosan, it's not going on Lefan. Either way, so we have a machlekes in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, where the kibbal b'smol is kosher, kibbal b'smol is pasul. What's the talion? What's the makar that you should need your min b'shas avoida? It's this pasuk by the Korban Chatas. And wherever it says etzba, I learn from etzoyra, means your min. So if etzba is going on v'lokach and v'nosan, so I know v'lokach, which is Kabbalah, has to be b'min. I know v'nosan, which is zrika, has to be b'min. But if etzba is only going on v'nosan, not on v'lokach, so I know the zrika has to be b'min. I don't know the Kabbalah has to be b'min. The chachamim will mikra nidrash lefanov ula achrov. So etzba is going on the achrov, which is v'nosan, and the lefanov, which is v'lokach. That's how I know kibbal b'smoil is possible. Reb Shimon holds mikra nidrash laachrov v'loy lefanov. So etzba is going on the v'nosan, it's not going on the v'lokach. And it's for that reason I know that kibbal b'smoil is going to be kosher. Zok the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, mafka midavua, umafka midrabana. The time you learn to the brisa, there's a brisa where Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon chimed in to these halachas of kibbal b'smoil, and it's mavur for Rabbi Shimon that he didn't, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that A, he didn't hold like his father, and that he didn't hold like the Chachamim. The Tanya, what's this price? Was Reb Shimon Omer, called Makom Shenema Etzba b'Kabbalah. Anytime it says Etzba by Kabbalah, Shina b'Kabbalah Pasul, B'Nesina Kasher. Now, Kol Makom is a little bit of a misnomer. But the point is that when it says in the Torah, Etzba b'Kabbalah, what it means to say is that the Kabbalah can't be with a Shinoi, it can't be b'Smoil. The Nesina could be b'Smoil. Fakert for Reb Shimon. Zrika b'smoil is going to be kosher. Kabbalah b'smoil is going to be possible. The chomal can shenem etzba b'nesina. And wherever you have the word etzba by nesina, there it's the opposite. Shina b'nesina possible, but b'kabbalah is going to be kosher. Heichon nemer etzba b'nesina. So we know where it says etzba b'kabbalah and not b'nesina. That's the pasuk that the Gemara brought, the pasuk that we've been discussing. We'll see that in a minute. Where do you find etzba b'nesina? D'chsiv lo kachta midam apar v'nesata al karnois hamizbeach be'etzba echa. And that's in the parsha of the Miluim. And the Torah is clearly talking about v'nesata al karnois hamizbeach be'etzba echa v'kasava mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lefnei fanov ulach. So what does Reb Loz Reb Shimon hold? Reb Loz Reb Shimon holds that mikra nidrash, not lefanov ula achrov, not la'achrov v'loy lefanov, but rather lefanov v'loyla achrov, and also v'loyla fneifonov. Got that? So we had a machlokes. I don't think so. We had a machlokes. Rav Shimon l'chachavim. Rav Shimon said mikra nidrash la'achrov v'loyla fanov. That's why when it says v'loka chakoy midam achatas be'etzboi v'nasan, be'etzboi is going on the menasan. So only the zrika has to be b'yamin, be'etzboi. But the Kabbalah doesn't have to be. The chachavim said mikra nidrash l'fanov v'la'achrov. So the word etzboi is tucked away. It's between v'loka chakoy v'nasan. It goes both ways. So the zrika has to be b'yamin and the Kabbalah has to be b'yamin. Kibbul b'smail posel. That's Pshat Tanakam in our Mishnah. Rav Loz Rav Shimon holds just the opposite. Mikra nidrash l'fanov and not l'achrov. So you move it back, you not move it forward. Additionally, mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lefneifanov. Two nafkaminas. Number one, this pasuk. V'loka chakoy midam achatas betzboi v'nasan. Betzboi goes lefanov, not la'achrov. So it's not going on the zrika. That's why Zarek b'smoil is kosher. It's dafka going on the Kabbalah. That's why kibbul b'smoil is going to be possible. Clearly, Reb Loz Reb Shimon is not like his father, Reb Shimon. It's just the opposite of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's shita is kibbul b'smoil kosher, zarek b'smoil pasul, because mikra nidrash lev achra v'loy lefanov. Reb Loz Reb Shimon holds just the opposite. He holds kibbul b'smoil is pasul, zarek b'smoil is kosher, because he holds mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lach. It's also not like the chachamim. The chachamim hold both have to be b'yamin, because mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lach. Where's an egeya that mikra nidrash lefanov v'loy lefnei fanov? That's a different pasuk. That was in the parsha of the Miluim, and the pasuk over there says v'lo kachto midama chapar v'nosata al karnes hamizbeach be'etzbo echo. So it says v'lakachta, which is Kabbalah, and then it says v'nasata, which is Rika, and then it says be'etzba'ech. Rav Loz Reb Shimon says mikra nidrash lefanov. That's Hashita. So etzba is going back on the v'nasata. And that's how he knows in this pasuk, when it related to the miluim there, this Rika had to be done b'yamin. So even though by a chatas it didn't have to be done b'yamin, but by the miluim it did have to be done b'yamin. What about the Kabbalah? No. Isn't it mikra nidrash lefanov? Lefanov v'loy lefneifanov. And being that it says v'lakachta, then v'nasata be'etzba'echo, I could take be'etzba'echo and move it lefanov to the v'nasata, but I can't bring it lefneifanov to bring it to the v'lakachta. We're not done. Wherever it says the word etzba or the word kohuna, it always means derechta hand. So wherever the Torah says that a kohen should do something, it means with his right hand. Wherever it says etzva, even not in the context of koyin, at first glance, it means b'yamin. Now, kasolka da'itin tarti b'yina. Now, first the Gemara thought not that way. That it means that wherever it says etzva and kohuna, both, then it means yamin. K'dichsiv, alaka chakoy midam achatos be'etzboi. Like this pasuk that we've been discussing, the pasuk that describes the chatos, it says, v'alaka chakoy, and then it says be'etzboi, it says koyin and etzbo, v'yalof mi'mitzayra, and the makar is from mitzayra, d'chsiv, v'tovala koyin es etzboi ayyamos. Being that the makar, that etzba means yamin, is from mitzayra, and there it says koyin and etzba. So wherever it says koyin and etzba means yamin, otherwise it doesn't mean yamin. Fake the Gemara, but avakashavari k'mitza, t'liksiv elakahuna, by k'mitza, it never says yamin, all it says, I'm sorry, it never says yad, it never says etzba, all it says is koye. But time we went to Mishnah comments, b'smol pasul, ela marava, oy etzba oy kohuna. What it means is oy etzba oy kohuna. Anytime it says that a koye is going to do something, anytime it says do something with an etzba, it means be yamin. So kmitza, even though it doesn't say etzba, but it says the kohen has to do the kmitza. Being that it says the kohen has to do the kmitza, I already know that it has to be done b'yamin. The halacha of the evarim, where it says kohuna dechsev v'hikra v'akohen es hakol v'hikter ha'mezbecha. But now we learned in the Mishnah, ha'regel shal yamin b'smoilai, the right foot of the animal was in the left hand of the kohen. Ubeis oir l'chutz. So what do you see? That even though it says kohen, but he's still allowed to do the avoda with his left hand. So bishloima, if koyin in and of itself doesn't mean yamin, it's only koyin ve'etzba, so it doesn't say etzba, it doesn't say yad. But being that we just said, Elo Amar Rava, Oy Etzba Oy Kahuna, that either Etzba or Kahuna is going to be enough. So Abaya asked Rava, like he always did, I don't understand. How are you going to understand Halachis? Halachas Evarim Lekevish? Over there, the Halachis, he's allowed to do with his left hand, and it says, Vehigrava Kayin is Akal. I thought Kayin always means the right hand. So the Gemara says, Kiyam Minun Oy Etzba Ykuna Bedavra Ma'akiv Kapara. When is it true that Kayin means the right hand? That's if the Avoida that the Kayin is doing is Ma'akiv Kapara. Dum Yodim Mitzairah. Just like the Avoida of the Mitzairah, from where we learn that Kayin and Etzba means with the right hand, is discussing the Mitzairah is doing something that's Ma'akiv Kapara. But Halachas Evarim, that's not Ma'akiv Kapara. The Haktar itself is not Ma'akiv Kapara. So that's how I know. That's why over there, even though it says Kayin, it can be done with the left hand. Fredi Gmorvar, Kabbalah. Dichsivu Kahuna. Vidavar Ha'ma'akiv B'Kapara. Who Vitanam, we learned in the Mishnah. Kibal B'Smoil Pasol. V'Rab Shimin Machshir. Now we said, that why does Rab Shimin hold that the Kabbalah could be with the left hand? Because Rab Shimin holds Mikra Nidrash La'achrav. V'loy lefana. So you don't have the word etzba. But Taina's Abaya, if you, Rav, are going to tell me you don't need etzba. It's oy etzba oy koyin. It definitely says that the Kabbalah has to be done by a koyin. V'lokach ha-koyin midam achatas. So if koyin is enough, you don't need etzba. It's oy etzba oy koyin. Now we don't understand Reb Shimon. It's a hundred kushel l'duchte. We had a whole pshat in Reb Shimon. Now why does Reb Shimon hold kibbal b'smel kasher? Because the whole makar that it should have to be b'yamin is because it says etzba. And it says etzba between the Kabbalah and the Zrika. And Reb Shimon holds mikra nidrash la'achrav v'loy le'fonav. But if you tell me that koyin is also a mechaya for yamin, it's oy koyin oy etzba. It says v'lokach ha-koyin. So if it says v'lokach ha-koyin, even Reb Shimon, so what's pshat in Reb Shimon? So the Gemara says Reb Shimon tarti boy. Rav is going to be moida that Reb Shimon holds yinito. So it's only in the Chachamim that it's oy oy, but Enochanami, there is a sheet that's Reb Shimon. It must be. Because Reb Shimon holds Kibbal B'Smoil is kasher. And the B in Reb Shimon must be Mikra Nidrash La'achav Alei Lefanav. I, it says Koyin. Obviously, Reb Shimon holds Koyin is not enough. I, don't we learn from Mitzayra? Yeah, we learn from Mitzayra, Koyin and Etzba. But if it says only Koyin or only Etzba, that's not going to be enough. Faith to Gemara. Is that true? But time we learn to the Braisa. Me by Reb Shimon Tarti. Reb Shimon Oymer. Kol Makam Shinem Yad in El Yamin. Etzba in El Yamin. It sounds like Yad or Etzba is enough. You don't need Tarti. So if you don't need Tarti, Etzba or Yad is enough to teach me Yamin. Koyin should also be enough to teach me Yamin. So again, Hajar Kushal Duchte, why does Reb Shimon hold Kibbal B'Smoil is kasher? Doesn't it say Koyin? So the Gemara says, Etzba loy bayi kahuna, kahuni bayi etzba. Etzba loy bayi kahuna, etzba alone is enough, but kahuna itself is not enough. Elo koyin lomali. Why does it say Koyin? The way Rashi explained this Gemara's kasha, look at Rashi, b'kabbalah, haksib b'nei yaharin, ilav lag mura yamin asin. Why then did the Torah say, v'lokach ha-koyin midam achatos? Doesn't it say already, v'krivu b'nei yaharin ha-koyanim, v'amamar zu kabbalah sadam? We know kabbalah has to be done with a koyin. So the Gemara is asking, why did it say the word koyin in this pasuk? V'lokach ha-koyin midam achatos b'etzboi. B'shloimov is coming to teach me yamin, because it's oy koyin, oy etzbas. I understand why the Torah wrote the word koyin. But if you're telling me that Koyin boy etzba, so it's not coming to teach me the halacha of yamin. So why then did it say koyin? To tell me that Kabbalah has to be done with a koyin? Everyone knows that. You know that from Daf Dalet Amud Aleph already. This is Kachem 101. Everyone knows that the Kabbalah has to be done with a koyin. So the Gemara says, b'kihuna, it's coming to teach me that the koyin that does Kabbalah has to be wearing big dekuna. Don't I know that also? Isn't that Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis? Mechus HaBegadim, so take a look at Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And Tosfos over there asks the Kasha. Either way, Zok the Gemara, v'arei Zrika, v'ay kasabay ala kuhuna. By Zrika, it only says kuhuna, v'tanan. And we learn, Zarak b'smoil pasol. Why is Zarak b'smoil? Pasul l'chayra, all it says is kahuna. So if all it says is kahuna, then you're telling me kuna alone is not enough to be mechayv. Eloi palag Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't argue. L'chayra Reb Shimon should argue. Reb Shimon should hold that a regular zrika, where it never says anywhere the word yad or etzpa, the halacha should be that b'smoil should be kosher. And we don't find that Reb Shimon holds it's kosher. Ela Michael says it's kayin, but you tell me Reb Shimon holds tarti binan. I'm Rabbi Apollik Bebrais, even though in the Mishnah it's not mefurish, in a Bryce it is, but Tanya, kibbal b'smoil pasul Reb Shimon machsher, zarek b'smoil pasul v'Reb Shimon machsher. Zok the Gemara, Ela hodam ha-rova, yad yad l'kmitzo, rego rego l'chalitzo, oizen oizen l'ritzio, lomoli. It says in the parish of Metzora, Yodei Hayamonis, Raglei Hayamonis, and Oizen Hayamonis. And we learn from these three words a limud. Yad teaches me Gzeira Shava that Kmitza had to be done with the right hand. Regel teaches me Gzeira Shava that Chalitza had to be done with the right foot. And Oizen teaches me that a Nirtza, an Eved Ivri that became a Nirtza, they drilled his right ear, not his left ear. The Shaila is Lomali. What's the Kasha Lomali? Two word Rashi. Yad the Kmitza. The Kasha is from Kmitza. Why do I need Gzeira Shava for Kmitza? It says Koyin. So once it says Kayin, why do I need the Gzeira Shava? And for the Gemara, I needed Chadlo Kaimetz, Chadlo Kiddush Kaimetz. One to tell me that the Kmitza itself had to be done with the Yamin, and the other one, after the Kayin did the Kmitza, he took the Kaimetz, he put it into a Klisharis. That was the equivalent thereof of which avoid the Kabbalah. So that, how do I know that that has to be Yamin? That I learned from Yad Yad. Lu Rav Shimon, the Leibayi Kiddush Kaimetz. According to Rav Shimon, that holds that there was no Kiddush Kaimetz. Who's this Rav Shimon? Rashi says, Menachas Tav Chavot. Ulamanda, but Rav Shimon, Nami Bayi Kiddush. And Hagam says, the Gemara, there's a man that holds, Rav Shimon holds, you do need Kiddush Kaimetz. But Bismail, Achshurei Machsher, but it's okay with the left hand. Yad Yad Rava Lamali. So Koit Rav Shimon, why do you have the Yad Yad? What am I doing with the Gzeira Shava? Meaning, according to Rav Shimon, we only have one Kmitza. Because according to Rav Shimon, the second Kmitza, either you don't need, or if you need it, you can do it with your left hand. So obviously the Gzeira Shava Yad Yad is not coming to teach me something about taking the Kmitza and putting it into the Klisharis. So again, if that's the case, why does it say Yad Yad? Maybe you're going to tell me the reason it says Yad Yad is to teach me the Kmitza itself. Now, that makes a lot of sense, Rav Shimon. You're going to tell me because it says Koyin? But that's all good in the Tanakam if you're holding Cheshbin that holds Oy Koyin, Oy Etzba. But according to Rav Shimon, that holds Tar Tibi Inon. So according to Rav Shimon, I don't know from the word Koyin, Koyimetz. So Adarab, it's beautiful. I need the Yad Yad, this special Gzeir Shava, to tell me, according to Rav Shimon, that the Kmitza itself. But the problem is, Rav Chiyam Nafka, Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiyam Nafka, Dom Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiyam, my time with Rav Shimon. How does Rav Shimon know that Koyin has to be done with Dimin? Dom I crow Koydish Kadosh, Mika Chatas Kadosh, Oiv de biyad, oiv de biyamit, kechatas. But oiv de bikli, oiv de bismail, ke osham. But the bottom line is that he learns from kechatas that the kmitza, being that he's doing it with his hand, he had to do it with his right hand. So I have a drasha for it already. If I have a drasha for it already, I don't need this kseir shav of yad yad. So tomorrow, the mincha of koymitz minchas chayte. It's coming to teach me the halacha of koymitz of a specific the minchas chayte. Who was the minchas chayte? That's the baal carbon oil of a yoreid that had to bring a carbon bedali dalas. So his mincha was brought ala chet. What chet, either Shvuas Eidos or Shvuas Bitoy, etc. But the point is, over there, I need to know that the Kohen did the Avodah with his right hand. So, I would have thought, I'm Rav Shimon Shleyer Kabani Mahudar. Kikom, it's Lavis Mel Nami Teskasha, being that Rav Shimon said that there are certain things that we did to make sure his carbon wasn't Mahudar. So maybe he should do it with his left hand. Hamash Malon, then no, even that Kohenitz was done with the right hand XL. So before we end, I just wanted to go back to the end of last week, really into Shabbos' daf, even though we're learning Monday's daf, but we're learning it on Sunday. So in the spirit of a hashtag Sunday style daf, just to speak out a little bit of raid that we left on the table last week with regards to the kier. So the kier was very much the topic of the second half of the daf last week. We discussed the halacha that a kohen that does the avodah who wasn't rachatzei daim v'raglayim. Number one, David is possible. Number two, he's going to be chayv misa. A kohen first had to wash his hands and his feet from the kir. And if he didn't wash his hand and his feet from the kir, the halacha is that the avodah was going to be possible. Now it was mavur. The Gemara said on Daf Chav Beis that even though the katchilo, the kohen was supposed to do richos yidayim raglayim from the kir, but the kir wasn't ma'akid. It didn't have to be done from the kir. If the kohen wanted, he was able to do it from any klisharis. As long as the klisharis was bifnim, it was toich chaymez da'azara, it was going to be kosher. A klichoyl bifnim was possible, a klisharis bachutz was possible. But as long as the kohen was doing the richos yadayim v'raglayim from a klisharis bifnim, if he could check off those two boxes, even though it's not being done from the kir, the halach is, it was going to be kosher. I saw a meyasimcha meshachachma, right in the beginning of Parashas Kisitza, brings a gevaldige remez. The pasuk says, Vayidabre Hashem al-Moshe leimor, v'asisa kir nechoshes, v'chanu nechoshes l'rachza, v'nasata oisai ben oyo moyet, listen to this, uvein abizbe, Vinasato Shama Moyim. Says Rameh Simcha, it should have said Vinasato Boy Moyim. What's Vinasato Shama? V'nosata boimayim. Sakra meya simcha, because really the kiyar wasn't ma'akev. So you didn't have to put the mayim boy in the kiyar. It didn't have to be in the kiyar. What was ma'akev? The mokim was ma'akev. It had to be bein oyel moyim u'bein ha'mizbeach. That's why the pasuk emphasizes v'nosata shama moyim vir, meaning that mokim. That's what's ma'akev. The klisharis itself is not what's ma'akev. It's the mokim that's ma'akev. The bottom line is that the koyin was able to b'di'evet al kolponim do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He was able to do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim even from a keli that was not the klisharis as the kiyor, as long as it was not from a klisharis. But again, there's one caveat. The caveat is that it had to be inside the Makom HaMikdash. It had to be v'nasato shamamayim. So the Makom of the kiyor was ma'akev. But the kiyor itself was a ma'akev. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, is discussing the Chomesh Tfilos and the 10 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippur. And the Rambam says as follows, Kol HaTfilos HaElu, all these Tfilos, the HaKiddushon Kulon, and all the Kiddushon, the Mikdash, had to be done in the Mikdash. And the Rambam says, now I know that Shinema, it's not from a Pasuk. It says, V'rochat says, B'sorei B'mayim, B'mokim Kodesh. It's in Parshas Achrimos, it's in the Parsha of the Kohen Gadol. And from that Pasuk says the Rambam, I know that the Chomesh Tfilos and the Eser Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippur had to be done by Makom Kodesh. Right, the Brisker Rav and Sefer on this Rambam here in Hilchas Avodas here, Makipur Beis Alocha Gimel. That's mashma from the Rambam that the Rambam had a special makar in the parasha of the Avodah of Yom Kippur that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur had to be by Makom Kodesh. It says V'rochat says Besorei B'Mayin. B'makom Kodesh, really based on a sugya Masechtas Yuma Daf Lamed Beis, but there's a big machlokes b'shoinim how to learn that sugya. But the Brisker Rav says in the Rambam it's very clear how the Rambam learned it. The Rambam said that pasuk is the makar that the Chomesh Tfilos and the 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim had to be b'makom Mikdash. And Frank the Brisker Rav, why did the Rambam need a special pasuk in the Avodah of Yom Kippur to tell me that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim had to be b'makom Mikdash? It's a sugya mefureshes zvachim Daf Chav Beis. We learn from there that although the kiyur is not ma'akiv, but the makom akiyur was ma'akiv. It had to be b'fnim if it was done b'chutz. Was possible. Zaysay Meris, every Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim had to be inside the Makom HaMikdash. So if that's the case, why does the Rambam need a Bezunder in Makar to tell me that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom Kippur had to be in the Makom Kodesh? Why would you think it should be different than all Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Says the Brisker Rav, and I quote, V'hanira lumoit ulohichiach mizeh. D'hanuch Kiddushin shol Yom HaKippurim be'ikar dinon shanyon hei midin kiddush yadayim v'raglayim shol kol hashana v'shnei dinei kiddush yadayim v'raglayim heim ba'atzmuson chodo din kiddush yadayim v'raglayim ha'omer b'chol ha'koyanim shehu ha'kosa b'parshus kisisa v'sheines din kiddush yadayim v'raglayim shol kohen gadol b'yem ha'kipurim ha'omer b'parshus achrimois b'krod v'rochatz as besore b'amayim d'mafkin alei l'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim k'devanu misugya diyuma. Says the Brisker Rav Eistois that the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that the kohen gadol did on Yom Kippur was Choluk b'yisoid shnei dinim nifrodim heim v'chalukim heim be'atzmusam from the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that every kohen had to do before he had to do the avodah. Memeila says the Brisker Rav. So k'day the chamina that maybe the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the whole year that had to be done dafka b'makom hamikdash. But the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Yom Kippur maybe dina acheres is bo. And if that's the case, I would have thought that maybe that doesn't have to be b'makom mikdash. Says the Rambam, there's a special makar. It says v'rochatz es besorei b'mayim v'makom kodesh. Brisker Rav says that the emes is there's a makar to the prince to this principle from Yerushalmi. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Yuma, Kol Yoim Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav Marakir. Every day, if the Kohen Gadol chose to do the avodah, he would be Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav in the same place that every Kohen was Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav. What was that place? It was the Kiyar. V'Hayoyim Yom Kippur was different. Hayom Mekadesh Min Akitoin Shel Zahav. He would do it from Akitoin Shel Zahav. Yerushalmi brings a machlokes Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yoisa. When the Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav not from the Kiyar, but from this Kitoin Shel Zahav, is it referring to all 10? Or, says Rabbi Yosa, I don't think it's referring to all 10. It's only the latter 9. Chutz mikiddush rishon. The first one had to be in the kiyar. Zakhtar Brisker Rav, one thing I see in this Gemara, that there's a chiluk between the kiddush rishon that even the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur versus the other 9. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is very simple. Because the first kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur is the regular din kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that every Kohen had to do before he started doing the avodah. So it's the algemein of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It's like garafim, an ordinary kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And just like the ordinary Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim had to be done in the Kiyar, so even the Kohen Gadol had to be done in the Kiyar. This Kiddush that the Kohen Gadol Hayoyim did it from the Kiddush Shazav, that's only Negeya the other nine. Because the other nine are Chalt. The question is why? Why is the Chalt? So B'Skurav doesn't explain it in Sefer, but in the Shiurim, they explain it B'Tuf Tam. This far is very, very simple. What was the Yisoid of the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? It's Gevaldik. We spoke this out a few times last week. We even spoke it out in the Machshava last week. That is that in order for the Kohen to be fit, in order for him to be mukhshar, to be able to do the avodah, he had to bathe himself first. Only a dying raglayim, not his whole gof. And it had to be from water that was kaddish. It couldn't be pasubalino, b'yoytze. It had to be from the kir, the katchila. But the point is that the kohen had to be mukhshar himself, prepare himself to be roi to do the avodah. And the way he made himself roi to do the avodah was by being mekadish yad v'raglav from the kir. He had to do that one time. As long as he wasn't masich das from the avodah, he was good to go for the rest of the day. The emes is the Kohen Gadol also didn't have to do that more than one time. Kohen Gadol didn't have to be machshir himself more than one time. Once the Kohen Gadol was machshir himself in the morning, he was done. Eid is a halacha of another nine Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims. Vaistais, the Brisker Rav held. That's midin, not being machshir the Kohen to do the Avodah. It's midin the Avodah Gufa. That's Avodah. There were a lot of interesting and different Avodahs that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. One of the Avodahs that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur was Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But it's chaluk be a side of the Algamator Din Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, because whereas the regular Din Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is to be machshir the Kohen to do the Avodah, over here, he doesn't have to be machshir himself once he was machshir. He has to be machshir himself 10 times. So once he was machshir himself, he's done. Elamai, it's within Avodah. And B'Skorpin's a Raya. You know what the Rav's Raya is? The Rav said the last Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim was done at the end of the day, after the Kohen Gadol takes off his clothing for the last time. He does Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. What's he being machshir himself for then? The Teretz says nothing. It's not midin hechshir Avodah. It's midin Avodah Gufa. Thus says the chiluk between the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim of every kind the whole year and the other nine of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is that the ordinary Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is to be machshir the Kohen to do the Avodah. And that's even true for the first of the 10 of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. As it relates to Avodah, that was Avodah. So that's why it could be there's a chiluk that the first one had to be done from the Kir. Because the Kir, the whole chetz of the Kir was to be machshir. Yes. That's why it's in Parshas Kisisa, Maritz HaSoivis, the Noshim, etc. The other nine were done from the Kitin Shazav. Because this is already Avodah. The Avodah of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is not in the Kir. The Avodah of Kiddush, it's not a din in Yom Kippur. It's a din in the Avodah of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The din Avodah of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is Kitin Shazav. V'arai, it's not a din in Yom Kippur. Because the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim on Yom Kippur is done from the Kir. It's a din in Avodah. Avodah was done from Kitin Shazav. The Kir is mere function is to be machshir. The minute Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is in Avodah, it's not in the Kir anymore. It's in Parshas Kisisa. It's not in Truma Tetzav. It's Gevaldik. But Al Kaponim, that's the Yisoid of the Brisker Rav. A Gevaldik Yisoid. That even though the Kohen Gadol was Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav 10 times on Yom Kippur, but it's Choluk Bi Yisoid, like the Brisker Rav said, the Chiluk, the purpose of the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that every Kohen had to do the whole year before he did the Avodah, and the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did, the 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. That's the first R. The second R is, the Gemara said, twice, on Daf Yutes on the base, and on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Kol kiyor she'ein boy kidei lekadesh abba koyhanem imenu ein mekadshem boy. Any kiyor that didn't have enough water in it to be mekadesh for koyhanem is a possible kiyor. I mean, how much water did the kiyor have to have in order for it to be kosher? Enough for the one koyhan that was using it? No. There had to be enough for koyhanem. How do I know that? It's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. The pasuk says, v'rochatsu mimenu So Moshe and Aharon are two. Uvanov, Elazar v'Yisamar are two. So what you're left with is four. Now you're left with, that was addition, not subtraction. So you have four. Thus we learned this halacha that kol kiyush emik de kadosh abok yehanim imenu emikachem. But Rashi, and after you test on the days, says as follows. Zok deheliger Rashi, Moshe v'Aharon train. Uban of train. So Rashi, was Moshe coming to the Kiyar? Moshe wasn't a Kohen. Sha'af Moshe Kohen Hoya, B'Shivis Me'amalu. Moshe was a Kohen during the Shevis Me'amalu. V'af Agaftalai Kiyar Nubavas Achas. So Rashi, if that's the case, Moshe was the Kohen when? During the Shevis Me'amalu. Aharon Uban of the Kohen when? B'Shmini Lebalu. So no, never Kohen at the same time. Mi Ukro Lahachi Midrash. However, it's a Drosha. The Drosha says, Moshe Aharon Uban of. So we learn from there that it has to be enough for four people. But then Chanami, it's not Four, because that's the way it was. It was never that way, says Rashi. It was, never was Moshe Aharon Avonav. Because Moshe was during the Shivat Yimei Amaluah, and Aharon Avonav was Miyoy Mashmini Ve'elach. If you take a look at Rashi in Parashas Pekudei, so Rashi on this pasuk. V'rachatzu mimenu Moshe ve'Aharon Avonav. Yoyim Shmini Le'Maluah, hushfu kulam le'kohuna. And the Shmini Le'Maluah, they were all kayhanim. V'targumai v'katshun minei bai b'yom kiddush Moshe imam. So on the Shmini Le'Maluah, they were all kayhanim together. The Keranai already asks the Stira in Rashi. Here Rashi says that they were never kayhanim at the same time. It doesn't matter. Afal pishul ikinu b'vasachas. It's a drasha. Rashi and Parashas Pekudei, Rashi Alatari says not that way. So we seem to have a Stira between Rashi Alashas and Rashi Alatari. But the emes is Rashi Alatari is tzorech iyun. What does that mean? Yoyim Shmini Le'Maluah hushvu kulam l'kuna. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kayin on the Shmini Le'Maluah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the kayin on the Shivat Yimei Amaluah. It wasn't kayin at that point. He handed over the torch. It went from Moshe over to Aharon. So some say that maybe Moshe in the morning was the kayin, but until the fire came down, that's when Aharon became the kayin. But at first glance, Divrei Rashi ala Torah and Parshas Pekudei are tzrichen iyun. But the truth is, it's only tzorich iyun if you're not familiar with a sugya. And the Sechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Aleph on the base, and Daf Kuf Beis on the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Koyin Gadol, the Chaylik Bekotche Shemayim Hoya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyin Gadol, and he was Chaylik Bekotche Shemayim, and the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. And the Gemara bombs away at Rav. Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyin Gadol. I mean, every little child knows Aharon was the Koyin Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Koyin Gadol. How could you say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyin Gadol? And after many kashes, Okta Gemara Kitanoi, it's really Machlekes Tanoim. The pasuk says, Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe. That's when Moshe is refusing to accept upon himself the shlichus to go be the one that's going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Shuman Karcha Oimer, Kol Charein Af Shebetayim Nema Bayroshim. Every time the pasuk says, Vayichar Af Hashem, something happens. Something bad goes down. V'Zelay Nema Bayroshim. Nothing bad happened. Even though Hashem got angry at Moshe, nothing bad happened to Moshe. No, that's not true. There was a Roshim. Aharon, your brother, the Levi, is coming. Aharon, a Levi? You were supposed to be the Kohen, he was supposed to be the Levi. Now, Aharon's going to be the Kohen, and you, Moshe, are going to be. So don't say there was no Roshim. There was a Roshim. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be Kohen. Because of what happened, Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe, it was Oyser Roshim, and as a result, Moshe becomes the Levi, Aharon becomes the Chachamim, the sky, Moshe Elishiv is Me'emelo. I disagree with that whole drasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, true, wasn't the Kohen. He was Kohen for 7 days, and he was supposed to be the Kohen for 7 days. Meaning, not like Shem Baicha. Shem Baicha said he was punished, he wasn't punished. V'yeshayimrim, le'paska kohuna el nezarish al Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be the Kohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu never lost this kuna. Ay, what does it mean? Also by Roshim, you know what the Roshim? The Roshim was that his children lost the kuna. But Moshe himself was always a Kohen. Shenemar, u'moshe isho alikim banav yikor al shevet halevi. Moshe v'harim b'chayhanav u'shmuel b'koyrei shemai. You see, Moshe v'Aharon b'Chayanav. Moshe, plus you learned during the Shivat Yimei Amaluah. That's when Moshe was the Kohen. Aharon was the Kohen from the 8th day of the Maluah on. But it says, Yeshayimrim here in this Braisa, Loi Paska, Kohuna, Elamizare Shal Moshe. So Rav said on Daf Kufala from the base, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol v'Chayil b'Kachin Shemayim Ayo. Says the Gemara, we have 500 Rayas, not that way. Ketanoi, it's really Machlekes Tanoim. There is a Shita Yeshayimrim in this Braisa that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. Meaning it wasn't just that I was a Kohen. So again, in terms of this Rashi, he says, and we learn from here that the Kiyar had to have enough water that four Kehanim should be able to do Richot Yidai Braglai. And how do I know that? Because Moshe, Aharon, Uvanav, all B'yayim Shmini Le'Maluim were Kehanim. And they all used the Kiyar. So you see, that's how much water it has to have. Moshe was a Kehan B'yayim Shmini Le'Maluim. I thought he was only Kehan during the Shivat Yimei Amaluah. Yeah, that's what we thought. When you learn the Gemara in Zvachin Daf Kabez Amin Aleph, you know the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is moving very, very clearly. It's the Sheet of Yesh Oimrim in the Braisa. It's also Sheet of Rav. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. So you have these two Rashis. Rashi in Zvachin Yotas Amin Beis seems to be learning like the Sheet is on Daf Kabez Amin Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu was only Kohen for Shivat Yimei Amaluah. He wasn't Kohen from the Yom HaShemini Ve'elach. Whereas Rashi and Parshas Pekudei seems to be learning, like Rav Shita, like the Shita of the Yesh Oimrim, and that Braisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact a Kohen, like Paska Kohuna Elamizari. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself was always going to be a Kohen. One of the kashas that the Gemara asks on Rav that says that Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol v'Cholik B'Kashay Shemayim Hayah is from the following Braisa, Meisvei. Miriam Mihiskira. Miriam was a Mitzayra. In order for a person to be a mitzayir, a kohen has to paskin that the person's a mitzayir. So who was the kohen? Im time a mitzayir hiskira. If you're going to tell me that Moshe was the one that was hiskira, Moshe zaru. Moshe was a zar. So if Moshe is a zar, you need to be a kohen. The ain zar roya sana god. Im time a haren. Oh, very simple. A haren hiskira. A haren karavu. A haren was a karav. The ain karav roya sana goyim. So the brisa says upshot. And that's one of the kashas that the Gemara asks on rabbits. Before the brisa, the brisa says, all right, whose kash is that? It's the Gemara's kash. That's one of the Gemara's kashas on rab. How could you tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen? It's a Mefurish HaBraisa that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fit to be the one that was maskir Miriam. Why? Because he's a zar. Ve'ein zar, roya sanagam. But the Marshan, that Gemara asks a different kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fit. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a zar. Ve'ein zar, roya sanagam. Maybe Aharon was the one that did it. Aharon couldn't do it either. Why not? Because Aharon karifu. Ve'ein karif. Why do you have to say that Moshe was a czar? It's really controversial once you're learning that sugya that Moshe's a czar. Say better, Moshe was also a karav. For the same reason, for the same price that a haran can't be the one that does it, Moshe can't even do it. Just like a haran is a czar, the chura Moshe is a czar as well. Since you do it, the Velt says over, the part the series that brings it, the Velt says over from the Ostrov Segoyan, that the Ostrov Segoyan said a charifus based on a bakanta yisoid from the maral. It's bakant. It's particularly in yeshivish circles because the Shev Schmeitzer quotes this maral in Guri Aryeh in his Akdama. The emes is, Aharon was a karev to Miriam. How could Aharon have been a karev to Miriam? Gershon is garek and cotton shenoy ladami. This happened after Matan Torah. B'shas Matan Torah, the Yidden were Megayer. So Lechura, Gershon is garek and cotton shenoy ladami. How Aharon and Miriam, brother and sister. So the maral asks the kasha, and the maral says that being that we know kof aleim harkigiyas, so when the Yidden were Mekabel Torah, they were Mekabel the Torah b'kfiya. Meaning they weren't Mekabel b'rotzen, they were Mekabel Torah b'oynes. Gerus ba'oynis doesn't create a gershin eskayik kikotin shenay ladami. So it's true, gershin eskayik kikotin shenay ladami is true. But that's only if the gerus is berotzen. But lu yitzuyur, you'd have a gerus bikfia, you wouldn't have gershin eskayik kikotin shenay ladami. You know when that lu yitzuyur played out? It played out by Maimon Har Sinai. Because the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, but it was kof aleim har kigigis. I mean that it was kof aleim har kigigis, e mishivin ala drush. Being that it was kof aleim har kigigis, it's for that. It's for that reason. It's for that reason that it was done by Oynis. If it was done by Oynis, there was no Gershon Iskari cutting Chanel dummy. If there was no Gershon Iskari cutting Chanel, it said the Ostrov Tzegayin. Why was the Gerus Bekfiyah? Why was it by Oynis? Because it was Kofa Aleim Har. What does it mean literally? Hashem took Mount Har Sinai and he put it on top. But that was all true for the people that were under the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. To me, that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. So there was no Kof Aleim Har Kigigis. If there was no Kof Aleim Har Kigigis, his Geirus was Berotzen. If his Geirus was Berotzen, so it comes out he's not a Karev. He's not a Karev. It's Yoshev. It's Min Yoshev the Marshals. I said Ein Meshivin Ala Josh until after the Shiv. Hey, that's why. Sazak the Ostrov Tzegayin. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Lamaila Min Ahar. So for him, there was no Kof Aleim. So it comes out that his gerus was done berotzen. If his gerus was done berotzen, his gerus in his gair could cut shenoy ladami. If his gerus in his gair could cut shenoy ladami, so you don't have anything. But he's not a karev. Dafka Aharon, whose gerus was done beroynis, it's his. It's dafka his that you have this halacha.